radio station or any other radio show, then Off the Hook. If you want to support learning about this stuff and how it affects you, and believe me, it does affect you, call 516-620-3602. You will get a thank you gift of lots of documents that you would not find anywhere else from any other radio station, and you'd support a station that is brave enough to stand up and talk about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that story as well, Bernie, and it's interesting that Obama said he is not currently spying on Angela Merkel and will not spy on Angela Merkel. He neglected the past tense in that sentence, which, you know, there's only three tenses in English. He forgot one of them. I wonder if that's on purpose or not. But, you know, more fundamentally, I don't really care about Angela Merkel's privacy. If governments want to spy on each other, that's fine with me. What really worries me here is that the governments are spying on normal people like us. And so there was a very short press release that the White House put out. And the last sentence of the press release, you know, which was maybe only five sentences long in total, that Obama and Merkel discussed ways that the NSA and the German intelligence services can cooperate more fully in the future. And that is what worries me, folks. That is what worries me. I wish the NSA would spend its time spying on Angela Merkel so they would stop spying on the rest of us. I don't know what's going on.
Spying is addictive. Once you start spying on one entity, you want to spy on more. You just want to keep getting more and more information. I don't know from experience, but I imagine that's how it is. It's like some kind of a drug that they're on. This story that I just saw a little while ago, the National Security Agency is harvesting hundreds of millions of contact lists from personal email and instant messaging accounts around the world. They're in AIM, for God's sake. Many of them belonging to Americans. That's according to senior intelligence officials and top secret documents provided by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The collection program, which has not been disclosed before, intercepts email address books and buddy lists. Buddy lists, yes. Not BAI buddy lists, but AIM buddy lists, things like that. They get that from instant messaging services as they move across global data links. Now, online services often transmit those contacts when the user logs on, composes a message, or synchronizes a computer or mobile device with information stored on remote servers. So the more smartphone devices you have that sync into your computer, the more data is being transferred to that device, and they're right there intercepting it all. You wouldn't think just signing on to AIM that anything other than your messages might be open to scrutiny. But no, your entire buddy list, they'll get that as well. And through email, they'll get your contact list. They'll get all sorts of things, your history, your browsing history. They can get it all. And they want it all. That's for sure. Now, rather than targeting individual users, the NSA is gathering contact lists in large numbers that amount to a sizable fraction of the world's email and instant messaging accounts. Now, analysis of that data enables the agency to search for hidden connections and to map relationships within a much smaller universe of foreign intelligence targets. During a single day last year, get ready for this, the NSA's Special Source Operations Branch collected 444,743 email address books from Yahoo. That's in one day, 500,000 email address books from Yahoo, 105,068 from Hotmail, 82,857 from Facebook, 33,697 from Gmail, and 22,881 from unspecified other providers. That's according to an internal NSA PowerPoint presentation that you can now pledge for and analyze yourself. Those figures, described as a typical daily intake in a document, correspond to a rate of more than 250 million a year. How long before they get every email address? Now, these numbers are interesting. 500,000 from Yahoo. I'm not really sure why they have such a high number. Maybe it's just a lot easier to get in there. But only 33,000 from Gmail. We might be tempted to say, yeah, Gmail's doing pretty good. Only 33,000. 33,000 in one day, that's not insignificant. It's just, it's incredible that people are doing, that companies are doing so much more than that. But wow, that's a lot, Mike.
I mean, I'll tell you why Yahoo's so easy to get is because by default, if you go to yahoo.com and you click on the mail thing, your connection between your computer and Yahoo's computers will not be encrypted. I think you can do it if you're smart about it and you click the right button. But so anyone who is a large, powerful entity that can spy on the entire internet backbone, which is not most people, but it's a very good description of the NSA, can just read everything that goes between your computer and Yahoo's. The thing about this is that it you don't have to be overseas. It just might happen one day that your computer decides to talk to